The Door of the Unreal by Gerald Biss. Foreword. A man of modesty cannot but feel diffident in making his bow to another public thousands of miles across the sea, cousins and allies though they may be, especially when as well he is breaking entirely new ground in fiction and essaying a subject of strange interest and peculiar fascination as yet untouched, so far as he is aware, by any other weaver of tales, romantic almost beyond the bounds of human credulity. I need therefore hardly say what a pleasure it is to me to cross the Atlantic in print, if not in person. My tale, such as it is, boasts no hero in the conventional sense of the term in fiction, possibly not even a protagonist, as the Greeks used to style the principal actor. However, if one character stand out more than another, to my mind, it is without question Lincoln Osgood. And now that the book is going to the American public, I am glad that he is American. He is, apart from everything else, a protest against the farcical type of Yankee millionaire, beloved of musical comedy and melodrama, an object pour rire. He, to my mind, is a happy recollection of the type of cultured, traveled American university man whom it has been my pleasure so often to meet on this side, be he of our old universities or of the famous ones across the Atlantic. In drawing Lincoln Osgood, he came quite naturally to me, and recalled not a few pleasant friends of my own varsity days. As to my subject, which policy forbids me even to hint at in my foreword, I can only say that it is one common to the folklore of all Eastern and European countries, and found in the annals of America itself, if to a lesser degree. That of itself forbids light dismissal of the matter as beyond the bounds of credulity, and in the Near East it was accepted as a fact, at any rate up to 1914, and since then the horrors of war and the worse horrors of Bolshevism have taught us that nothing is too ghoulish to be true. I can only add that I have read and searched many authorities in writing this book, and have not embroidered or exaggerated accepted facts for any purpose of sensationalism. Legends so worldwide and so generally accepted give pause. I myself unexpectedly learnt a great deal in the writing of this book and in my delvings into the lore of the uncanny. Signed, Gerald Biss, Court Lodge, Ware, Hertsford, England, March 1920. End of Foreword. Brighton Road, Part 1. My name is Lincoln Osgood, my age 30, my nationality American. My means, well, such as never to cause me a moment's anxiety or the negation of any fad. My hobbies have always been travel and science, the latter more particularly in its human than in its mechanical aspects. I am not, if I may say so, in any way the Yankee millionaire of popular fiction or even of fact. I both write and talk the King's English, I trust, and to tell the truth, I was educated up at Christ Church, Oxford, which is my first link with these extraordinary incidents, which it has now fallen to my lot to chronicle. It was at Oxford 10 years ago that I first met Burgess Climping, with whom from the first night we sat next to each other in the wonderful old hall of the house with its centuries of historical portraits, I struck up the great friendship of my life. He was a year younger than I, the owner of a nice property in Sussex, and had seen but little of life in those days, whereas I had travelled a lot even then for my age. It is the accident of this long friendship, and my travels in obscure and unfrequented parts, that brought me into the circle of the strange doings I am about to relate, to which, by good luck, I held the key. I am in no way the hero of the piece, if hero in the conventional sense there be at all. Not even the protagonist, as the Greeks used to call it. I am merely the handyman of the play, so to speak, who chanced into the middle of this unconventional drama at its height, and helped to see it through to a conclusion as strange as anything which has ever occurred in the whole annals of this country. And I have been asked by the other actors in this bizarre play, in very real life, to collate the facts and document them for themselves and such others as may be interested in these things beyond the door of the unreal, though, for reasons which will become obvious, they can hardly be released.